Dear brothers and sisters, last week we looked at the deeds of the body of Jesus, our bridegroom. From today, we'll look at the deeds of the body that a person must control so we can learn and resemble the Lord. Today we'll focus on the first topic, thoughts. Let's briefly remember the thoughts of Jesus that we spoke about last week. Jesus' thoughts were good, truth, spiritual, and full of love. His mind was always filled with thoughts of the Father's kingdom and the souls of people. Jesus only focused on the mission given to him, the way of the cross. What kind of thoughts do you have? Do you regularly check your own thoughts? We need to think about our thoughts, whether our thoughts are focused on truth and goodness or if they're focused on fleshly thoughts. We also need to check if we are judging or condemning others in our thoughts. Examining our thoughts is very important for spiritual growth. I hope that today's message will help you check your own thoughts. If your thoughts are focused on fleshly desires, I pray that you will learn to think in a way that reflects the Spirit. Our thoughts are quite, it's an innate ability. If we don't control our thoughts, then we might not realize that we are having evil thoughts or wicked thoughts or judging or condemning because it's such an innate character. If you see someone walking past wearing certain clothes, you might judge or condemn or have silly thoughts about why they're wearing, you know, those weird clothes or why they're acting like that or why they're walking like that. There are so many thoughts in our brains where we judge and condemn. In our everyday lives, whether it's just in our own environment or when we watch TV like the news, we listen to information that might not be right but end up judging and condemning other people based on news that is not truth. If we don't control our thoughts and we don't realize that our thoughts are wrong, then, you know, this can be living in sin. I'll speak about thoughts today, but you also need to reflect upon yourself. Think about all the thoughts in your brains that you think that is wicked, that's not truth. And sometimes when we listen to the news as well, you need to put in the effort to control your fleshly thoughts and discern between what's truth and untruth. It's your duty. You must put in the effort to discern between truth and untruth. Get rid of fleshly thoughts and change your thoughts into spiritual thoughts and become true children of God. Dear brothers and sisters, the ability to think is an action of the soul. It's an operation of the soul. People, just like animals, have a soul. However, the difference between animals and human beings is that humans have the ability to think for themselves, which is why God put in that differentiation. But then sometimes we say, let's look at certain animals and learn from them. Because certain animals and insects, they have a certain order, a way of life when seasons change or when the environment changes. So they have an innate characteristic that God has given to the animals for them to be able to live in certain ways. But it's not their own ability. Only human beings have the ability to think for themselves. To understand the process of thoughts more deeply, let's first talk about the soul. Inside our heads, we have a brain. Our brain is like a memory storage system. It stores all the knowledge we gain throughout life, things we see, hear, learn, and experience. When we think, we are recalling all the knowledge stored in our brains. This is what we call thoughts. The brain stores memories and knowledge. And when we remember something, it's referred to as the soul. Just like a computer stores information and we can retrieve it when needed, our brains also store and recall information. For example, imagine you see a beautiful flower, but you don't know the name of the flower. And if someone tells you the name of the flower, and you ask people around you, and they tell you, and they give you information about the flower, then you end up remembering it. You remember the name, the color, the shape, and the fragrance. And all of this information, you realize, and you store that in your brain. Just because you smell the flower doesn't mean you immediately remember it. It's being stored in your brain. If you think about freesias, a certain type of flower, they have a beautiful fragrance, and it's different to other flowers as well. So when you smell it, and then when you store that information in your brain remembers the difference between each flower's fragrance, and that becomes knowledge. In your brain cells, it has the ability to remember color, shape, and different fragrances. It becomes knowledge. So when you see that same flower again, you recall the name and all the details. Remembering something we've learned refers to thoughts. Knowledge is not just what we learn in school. It includes everything we encounter in life, family, friends, books, TV, and everything else we experience. This knowledge includes memories, both happy and sad, and even the hurtful things we've experienced. To recall these stored memories and knowledge is to think. When we use our thoughts in daily life, it means we are engaging in the operations of the soul. But the operations of the soul differs depending on what's stored in the memory, how it's stored, and the influences. Specifically, whether it was influenced by truth or untruth. So it's different for everyone, how you think. You might say to yourself, why do I keep thinking in wicked ways when I don't want to? It's because of what's stored, on how it's stored, and the influences that shape how you think. Did you, store the memory in a bad environment or in a bad way? Or did you store it in a good way with good thoughts? You need to change it into thoughts of good. And you need to understand and reflect upon how to change your wicked thoughts into good thoughts. And through this message, you can change and transform. First, what is stored refers to how the soul's actions are shaped by what we've seen, heard, and been taught. So whatever you see, hear, how you're taught, how you feel, depends on how the operations of the soul works. It's similar to the Chinese proverb of Mencius' mother moving three times to find a good environment for her son to study. If we see good things, hear good things, and learn good lessons, then this will help our thoughts be good. Let me give you an example. If a child grows up in a loving home where the parents serve others, or if a child grows up, in a house where everyone loves them, or they speak in a certain way, those habits end up spilling out when you go outside. So Menshius' mother moved three times to find a great place so her son could learn good things, because the environment shapes your character. The idea of you, the ego within yourself, is also influential to your thoughts. And it's all part of growing up. It's all part of your environment, your life. Everyone's different. It depends on what's, you know, when what you see when you grow up as a student or a young child. And if we think about our elderly members, don't think about the past and, you know, feel disappointed or regret not being able to live a better life in a better environment. You need to be able to discern between your situation and make that into yours so that you can transform your life to better. If you hear something that's not good news, then learn from that. How can you be better? Don't neglect all the influences around you, the environment around you, the way your life has been shaped. It's to, you know, give you an opportunity so you can transform yourself. You can put in the effort to change untruth into truth. So whatever you see and hear and how you feel, you need to be able to control those emotions and change it from untruth to truth and see good things, hear good things. So all of our operations of the soul is still continuing, so you can still put in good things, take out the untruth, take out the wickedness and transform. Let's say a child grows up in a loving home where the parents serve each other, then that child will think about helping others when they see others in need. But if a child grows up in a home where there is fighting and bad words, that child might feel angry and upset when they're treated badly by others. The child might blame others instead of understanding the situation. So, you know, if the child goes outside and they encounter a bad environment or a bad situation, then they might go home and get angry at home and show temper because of what's happened outside. Okay? We need to think about storing good things in our thoughts. And there's a difference between how we store and what we store, whether it's good or bad. Depending on what we store in our hearts, we will have different thoughts. How something is stored also affects the operations of the soul. So don't just blame that your environment growing up was bad. It's how you store something and what you store that influences. And that's also our own free will, our own choice. Our choice in what to store and how to store it. And of course, there might be, you know, influences of bad environments when growing up. However, the rest of it is our choice. For example, imagine two children seeing someone fighting. One child might admire the person who's strong and wins the fight. But then the other child might feel sad for the person being hurt and wish for peace, even though they're seeing the same situation. So later, when these two children are in a fight, whether they're fighting between each other or with other children, the first child might act aggressively in order to win because they know that the strong person who wins the fight is cool. But the second child might try to avoid fighting or let the other person win. So they choose goodness instead. So don't just blame the environment that you were born from. It's how you see something, how you store it, and what you do with that. Whether you choose goodness or wickedness, you need to reflect that it's all part of your shortcomings. And sometimes, you know, there are thoughts that you've thought of until now that's actually wrong. So use God's words, use God's goodness, and reflect upon yourself and transform. Don't just blame and make excuses how, you know, it was all because of your bad environment growing up and because of your parents not having the right skills or, you know, being intelligent. You need to look upon yourself. So let's say that there's a child who grows up in an environment, a difficult environment, and may feel resentment toward their parents. As an adult, they might carry these feelings of anger or frustration with them, feeling embarrassed because of their unintelligent parents. So these feelings, these bad emotions might arise. But in the same situation, people with a good heart, they might feel thankful for their parents, for their hard work in raising children despite difficult conditions. So this child will think of studying hard to ease their parents' burdens and live their best, happy life. As an adult, the difficult childhood, the poor childhood, will turn into warm memories of family. There are many children from a poor family who grow up to, you know, they put in the effort, they try extremely hard and live their best, and they become successful. When they're successful, they try their utmost best to buy great things for their parents. And they, you know, give thanks to their parents, to their family, despite their poor childhoods. Of course, not everyone's like that, but as a young child in a poor situation with thoughts of goodness, they have success stories. So it depends on how you see something can make a success story. So depending on what information is stored, with what feelings, the thoughts that arise will differ. This will greatly influence a person's character, person's conscience, and the heart. I encourage you all to check whether your memories are good or evil. When you think of the past, all the thoughts that you have, does it lean more towards goodness? Or do your thoughts lean towards wickedness? Because what you see, you can change how you think about it. What's your operation of the soul like? Is it thinking more towards darkness and wickedness or light and goodness? So let's look at a couple of things to help us. When you think about the past, reflect on whether there were many people that you disliked or resented. Whether any painful memories affect your current life and character in a negative way. These are some areas that you need to think about to reflect upon your thoughts. Of course, the environment does influence our lives. However, within that environment, how did you think? What did you think? Was it good or was it bad? And if it was bad, then reflect upon yourself, repent, and then change those thoughts to thoughts of goodness. We may suffer from, you know, physical and mental health issues before knowing the Lord. But if we come to know and believe in the love of the Lord's cross, then we can transform our memories, our bad memories, through forgiveness and love. Some people receive a lot of torment and suffering from their mother-in-laws. And they, you know, they have a really hard life. And that spills into their family lives as well, because everything's hard because of the mother-in-law. However, some of these people, once they hear the gospel of holiness, and they hear stories about Ruth from the Bible, they learn from that, they reflect upon themselves, and they repent for not being able to serve the mother-in-law more from their side. And then they understand that, you know, they were actually selfish. They only thought about themselves. They only thought from their point of view. All the suffering, all the torment from you, not thinking about other people. But you need to think about why the other person acts in a certain way. Why did they say those words to you? Why did they act like that to you? You should have a heart of mercy. Okay, so if you think about it, those mother-in-laws that give you a hard time might have had a hard time themselves. So instead of thinking of it as emotional stress, you know, reflect upon yourself. Think of the mother-in-law's perspective. Don't just blame and suffer and say it's the mother-in-law's duty to make my life easier. No, think of the mother-in-law and how they would have had their own emotional stress. And if the mother-in-law, you know, rebukes you on how you do your housework, then you need to listen to it. Obviously, there's something that you've done that wasn't the right thing. And if you think that the mother-in-law is just, you know, targeting you on purpose, then the relationship between you and your mother-in-law will get further away and it'll break. You need to change your thoughts. You need to change your stubbornness of the way you live your life. You know, change your thoughts so that you can serve others. You can sacrifice a little bit of your own perspective. Serve the others. Think of the mother-in-law. If they suffered as well in all their life, then you might think of how to serve the mother-in-law so that the mother-in-law can have a peaceful life towards the end. And then the mother-in-law will feel happier. They won't have emotional stress. You won't have emotional sense. Don't wait for other people to change. You need to change. So when your thoughts change, when your actions change, then everything else changes. There are lots of stories and testimonies how, you know, the daughter-in-law changed their own thoughts and the way they, you know, acted with the mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law ended up changing as well. And the mother-in-law will look upon their daughter-in-law with love, with eyes of love and happiness. So if you think about how you act and how you think and you change that to thoughts of goodness and acts of goodness, then you can live a life of goodness, live a life full of peace with other people as well. Same thing as now. And if the mother-in-law ends up passing away, then as a daughter-in-law, you know, you can feel the love if you have a good relationship. And you can have a heart of peace as well. If you pray to be free from hatred and see to understand others, and the bad memories fade away. The peace and joy take place. There's no need to blame anyone. Those who store truth will have good thoughts, and those who store untruth will have evil thoughts. Imagine there are two people talking quietly, but they're looking at you every once in a while. A person who does not judge will think nothing of it. They won't even care. But a person who is quick to judge might think, are they talking about me? Did I do something wrong? They're spreading rumors about me. And then they feel upset because they're judging. You thinking about other people talking about you is judgment and condemnation. Because you don't know what's happening. But you're judging, thinking that they're talking bad about you. If you didn't have these thoughts, how happy would your life be? Depending on the truth and untruth stored within us, influences the operations of the soul and our thoughts. When untruth, evil, and fleshly thoughts arise, just like, you know, the situation of you looking at other people and thinking that they're talking bad about you, but you end up realizing later on that actually they weren't talking about you at all. Don't just casually sweep over that. You need to think that that is your fault. You need to repent. It's thoughts of wickedness. Satan is governing your thoughts. You need to realize that every time you judge and condemn. So every little action, every little thought that's not thoughts of goodness is governed by Satan. So you need to realize that. Realize that Satan is controlling you. Isn't it scary? Isn't it hateful or disgusting that Satan is controlling your thoughts, that darkness is controlling you? Then you need to remember that. Always remember that. Every single minute of your life on how you think and how you act. So that you can change and understand what you're doing. So let's say there's an evil emotion of resentment in the heart. If your spouse, child, or friend makes you feel hurt, Satan doesn't miss that opportunity and makes the feelings of resentment to arise. When you start to think of how they could treat you that way after all you've done, all those past memories of resentment resurface. Sometimes we see people and we say, their memory is amazing. They think about all the sufferings and the torment that they've experienced from years ago, and they surface that and talk about that. But good things, they don't actually remember very well. Only bad things, only bad memories. It's because Satan is governing your thoughts. So all those past memories of resentment that resurface is actually not that great. If you have thoughts of goodness, then you wouldn't remember all the bad emotions that you have felt from other people, that you've received from other people. All the sadness, the torment, the suffering wouldn't really surface if you had thoughts of goodness. It's because Satan controls your thoughts. And when you don't have thoughts of past memories of sadness and torment and suffering, then your heart is at peace. And then when that resentment resurfaces, then it turns into hatred. It remains as an evil emotion, and then it causes discomfort or conflict. When you hear of others talking bad about you, your mood turns bad. And you think how evil the other person is and how your pride is hurt. These are all fleshly thoughts. Satan governs the soul and gives evil thoughts to stir up the troubled heart. Untruth within a person arises through thoughts and emotions like anger, hatred, pride, and it leads to strong feelings of bitterness and dislike. It's so important to always check that if we have good spiritual thoughts or fleshly thoughts of untruth. If fleshly thoughts arise, we must search deep in our hearts and cast off untruth. These days, many suffer from mental health issues like depression, nervous breakdowns, and panic disorders. When someone is overwhelmed with anxiety and other worries, they cannot sleep, and this leads to physical illness. Depression leads people to lose the will to live, have no joy in life, lose appetite, and become increasingly weary. Excessive eating can lead to obesity and diseases as well. Thoughts can spiral, and negative thoughts, often rooted in painful past experiences, can overwhelm us. For Christians, fear of judgment and hell can intensify this distress, the anxiety. This is not works of the Holy Spirit. It's fleshly thoughts from Satan that gives you that fear of going to hell. Some people who cut their own life, who take their own lives, it's all part of Satan governing their thoughts. So when you, all those fears of and torments of hell that some Christians have, it's all governed by darkness. So you need to reflect upon yourself and repent from the heart. When you repent deep from the heart with tears, and you repent in great detail, not just brushing past, briefly, then you can transform yourself, because all of these thoughts of untruth, it's all controlled from darkness. So the one-on-one meetings that you might have with your district pastors, all the meetings, all the words that you hear of goodness, then use that. Keep that in your heart. Reflect upon yourself and repent. With the blood of Jesus Christ, you have received the ability to repentance. You need to control your thoughts and get rid of Satan. Get rid of Satan's control, because you have received salvation from the blood of Jesus Christ. Once you've repented, you have that hope of salvation. So your heart has life. So if you have achieved a heart of goodness and a heart of God-pleasing will, then you can go to heaven. Those with, torment and suffering and a heart of untruth and wickedness, go to hell. But with the blood of Jesus Christ, you have repented, so you can receive that salvation. Don't give in to Satan's control. So if you have, spoken bad words against the Lord, against God, and sinned in an evil way, then repent, thoroughly repent. If you you think that's not enough, then do goodness before God. Volunteer for God's kingdom. Then all of that will pile up so that you can repent thoroughly and receive that hope of salvation. Of course, as people, right now, we don't have complete, perfect thoughts of the Spirit. So Satan can control you. Just because you have, anxiety and fear of hell doesn't mean you haven't repented. You have repented, or you could have repented, but those thoughts of fear, they don't just disappear straight away. You need to be able to control yourself and get rid of thoughts of fear and thoughts of darkness, and so that you can change into truth. Get rid of Satan's control. It's important to reflect and repent deeply if there's been a sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. All of this wickedness, including judgment and condemnation, is a way for Satan to control you. You must check if you've harbored these intense hatred or past judgment and condemnation. So all those people with anxiety must, you know, always be thankful, must put in the effort to be thankful, put in the effort to do goodness before God, put in the effort to volunteer for God. So those of you with lots of thoughts of fear or worries or anxiety, then you need to really put in the effort to change that into thoughts of goodness. You need to act in a good way. You need to always find ways to be thankful and, you know, volunteer in good acts. Then, you know, when you give more thanks and speak words of praise, then it'll help your thoughts change into bright and cheerful ones. You must also strive to keep your home and yourself and your surroundings clean. Thoughts of darkness and confusion can be reflected outwardly, leading to a mess. So an effort to transform into clean and righteous, a righteous life, is needed. Of course, you need to listen earnestly to the words of truth, fervently pray, and seek God's help to solve those mental issues. Romans 8, verses 6 to 7. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. When we have spiritual thoughts that follow the truth, Satan will depart from our heart and mind, and peace from the Lord will come upon us. To do this, you must find and repent of the untruth in your heart and thoughts and change it into truth. Romans 8 verse 7, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. The mindset on the flesh pursues untruth contrary to God's will, which is sin. And the wages of sin is death. So the mindset on the flesh gives birth to death. But the mindset on the spirit is part of the soul that originates from the truth. So in other words, a person who follows the truth has thoughts and actions of the soul aligned with the truth, which is the spirit. Like love, goodness, peace and forgiveness. Instead of thinking that you hate the person who insults you, you'll think of ways to bring peace and pray about it. The Holy Spirit will be able to guide you to the way of goodness. You'll speak and act in a way that brings peace. The Holy Spirit will be able to guide you just in case you've forgotten a certain word or a certain action, so that you can speak and act in goodness in a way that brings peace. So instead of, you know, instead of suffering yourself, you think about other people, and the Holy Spirit will be able to guide you to goodness. With a kind face, a meek voice, you can move the heart of other people through words and actions and have peace with the wicked. The mindset on the spirit follows God's will, which is truth and goodness. It gives life, hope, joy, and happiness. God also rejoices in those who have good spiritual thoughts, and He blesses them greatly, both in His kingdom and on earth. Whilst looking into blessed people in the Bible who had good thoughts, as opposed to those who perished due to evil fleshly thoughts, and it's a great difference between blessed people and those with evil fleshly thoughts in the Bible, but because of the time, we'll look into that next week. You need to be able to look at your own thoughts. You need to be able to feel your own thoughts in order to reflect and repent and change. Some people say, I suffer because of my thoughts when I try not to think. And, you know, in these cases, you know you don't want to think in an evil way, but those thoughts of evil arise even more. This is the operations of the soul. These are thoughts of the flesh. It's when the soul is the boss, not the spirit. So what's the problem when the soul becomes the controller? Well, that's when Satan comes into place. Satan becomes the one that governs your thoughts. So instead of you being the owner, Satan becomes your owner. A person has a spirit, soul, and a body. So when God first created human beings, we've got spirit, soul, and body. Of course, in the time of Adam, there was no need to really differentiate between soul and spirit, because Adam was full of goodness only, full of truth. So the body is all part of our actions. You know, fleshly actions or acts of the flesh are all included. So when we, you know, even normal people know to control their own body and their own actions. However, when you think about, you know, having good habits as opposed to bad habits, they're all part of your thoughts as well, because you need to plan and you need to put that into place. And sometimes there are lots of people that are unable to even control their own actions. Sometimes there are people whose thoughts are not theirs, and they, you know, they can't help but go a different way than what they want. These are all controlled by darkness. So people of spirit who can control themselves with thoughts of the spirit are able to not think if they don't want to think of untruth. When you have a heart that's full of spirit, when you cast off untruth, when you cast off wickedness, and when you have a heart full of goodness, is when you become a spirit person. It doesn't mean that if you're not a spirit person that you don't receive salvation. You can, but it depends on how much. So you need to think and reflect upon how much you are a person of spirit, or how much you're a person of the soul that Satan governs. And I hope that you can transform yourself so that the spirit becomes the owner, so that you can control your thoughts into thoughts of spirit.
Hallelujah. Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, to avoid their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning, make their dead nerves and cells regenerated, make the dead revived. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cancel sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.